This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it is coming up sooner than you might think. It is the Blacktoberfest event, and Christy Reifenbach. Yeah, there we go. I don't know why I keep doubting. I've got too many words this morning that sound like other words or something like that. Anyway, Christy's in this morning to talk about the event. You worked with folks last year to put it together, and it's back. It looks like even bigger.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're working hard. It is quite a bit bigger. We're adding on a couple additional events into the festivities. So we've got the Heshmoto show that Anvil Northwest puts on, and then we also have the Umpqua Brewfest joining us. So we kind of have a 3-in-1 going downtown on the 7th.
And right now, the forecast looks pretty good for that day, and so it looks like you've hit a good spot there. Talk about what all is going to be going on and where.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great, because I hadn't looked at the forecast yet. So we have, this event is free for attendance. It is 11 to 6 in downtown, historic downtown Roseburg. We've got the entirety of Jackson and Main Street from Douglas to Lane blocked off, and a tiny bit of Kane Street. So we have 5 stages going on for entertainment. We have our main Blocktober stage. We have a family stage. We have the Heshmoto music stage. We have the Umpqua Brewfest music stage. And then we have a local musician busking stage going on as well. We have additional family activities more than last year. We have some bounce houses. We have balloon animals and face painting and all sorts of fun stuff going on for kids and different activities, local beer and wine vendors, local sales vendors, and of course the downtown businesses are excited to participate again this year. There's a downtown bingo happening, and a lot of them have specials going on throughout the day as well.
And last year, really, it hit the mark. It just seemed to fit. It was the most people we'd seen downtown in a long time.
It was. It was really fun. It's a lot of work, and so many people put a lot of effort into it. But that day was pretty incredible. It was a fun day. I think everyone had a great time. And we had a lot of people coming through. So we have a lot more advertising and such going outside of the county as well, so we're expecting a lot more people. And parking, by the way, is free that day or not going to be observed, so there should be no issues with parking downtown as well. Just come on down with your family.
And talk about these different stages. Where are they going to be located?
Sure. So our main stage this year is going to be on the corner of Jackson and Washington, and that will have 4 performances throughout the day. We actually just announced our lineup. We have the Fabulous Del Montes starting us off. They're a local blues group. We've got Funk Shui, a local funk group here in town. Then we have the Graduating Class. They have some local roots, but they're Portland-based currently. And then coming in from Reno, Nevada, we have the Sextones coming in to finish off the day. So that is our main stage. The family stage is located on Main Street, and we've got a variety of community organizations coming in for performances. Things like Roseburg High School Cheer, Wildlife Safari, the YMCA, Vibe Dance Company, UACT, and there's more there too. On the Umpqua Brewfest stage, that is located right behind Old Soul Pizza on Main Street, and that will be a variety of musicians. Local, they're all local based, and a lot of bluegrass and jazz going on that stage. And then the Heshmoto stage is going to be on Kane, and that'll be over by the Anvil Northwest, and there are 3 music bands performing throughout the day on that stage as well.
So I'm just sort of following you around in that description, and I think if everybody cooperates and just based on how sound works, you should be able to have a lot going on without clashing.
I'm hoping so. You know, Denny at DB Pro walked around downtown with me a couple weeks ago, and we sort of made sure that we were going to be as good as possible from that department. So we're hoping for the best there.
So the Brewfest piece, that's going to be on Main Street then?
So the Brewfest piece is actually going to be mostly on Jackson and then probably into that back area by Old Soul off of Main Street. So it'll be kind of spread out. It's not going to be in one localized area. And this year it is a little different. We are doing a token system because the Brewfest is joining forces with us. So you'll buy your mug and your tokens, and that'll allow you to get tastes of beer and wine or full pours of beer and wine at the various vendors.
All right, so that's going to be going on. And who else is working on the Brewfest?
Yeah, so Casey over at Umpqua Watersheds is working hard on that, and he's got a staff going full force with us. We've kind of all joined forces in our committee meetings, so they're working hard on that piece, and Anvil's working hard on their piece with Hashimoto.
So what is Hashimoto? Talk about that.
Yeah, so this will be the third annual, I guess we had a little break during COVID,
There was a little break yeah. for a lot of things. Yeah.
Exactly. But this will be the third one they have done. It's a motorcycle show, so all sorts of folks coming in with custom bikes and different builds and such coming through, and they'll be showing their bikes and having some competitions there, so there will be a lineup of bikes to peruse and view and vote on, and that will I'm not sure the total number of entries, but I know they have a lot rolling in right now from all over the place, locally and out of town. So
wow, so you're gonna be spread all over downtown. People can just park on the edge or park in the parking garage or whatever and just kind of go around throughout the day.
Absolutely, yeah, there's going to be a lot to do, so I hope a lot of people decide to spend the day with us. I think it'll be a really fun event for downtown.
I noticed last year I went up, I went up initially briefly to get some pictures and then came back to work for a while and realized that one of those events that you really have to allot some time to. You can't really just sort of swarm it and see the whole thing in a few minutes.
That's true. That was true last year, and that's definitely going to be true this year. So, yeah, we hope people spend some time with us.
All right, Blocktoberfest presented by NeighborWorks Umpqua. And anything else you want to add?
The only thing I would add is that we are still actively looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering with us, we have a lot of different positions available throughout the day. You can go to Roseburg.blocktoberfest.com, and there's a volunteer link there to fill out.
All right, Christy Reifenbach from Blocktoberfest. We'll get this right. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the morning report.